Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
So, first up, Iran's foreign minister is saying there are absolutely no negotiations happening with the US. Zero. Nada.
Wow, okay. That's pretty definitive. I thought there were rumblings about back channels and potential talks.
Well, there were. But apparently those rumblings were just that. Rumblings. And it sounds like they're also rejecting a proposal from Trump to end the war, laying out 5 conditions instead.
5 conditions? Like, we want this, 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 and definitely this type of conditions?
Exactly. Think of it as a ceasefire wish list with a very high bar. The Wall Street Journal is saying Tehran is asking for quite a lot.
So, less negotiation and more, here's what we want, take it or leave it? That's bold.
Pretty much. It's a reflection of deep mistrust, according to the BBC. Which, given the history, isn't exactly shocking.
Yeah, you can't really blame them, can you? Alright, what's next?
Next up, prepare for some serious airport delays. Travelers are apparently facing the longest TSA wait times in history.
Oh great, just what I wanted to hear before my trip next month. What's causing this mess?
Well, going back a few years, the shutdown seriously impacted TSA staffing, causing a domino effect that we're still dealing with. Airports are even changing their arrival time guidance because of the chaos.
So, showing up 2 hours early is now showing up 3 hours early? Fantastic. Any airports being hit particularly hard?
Houston's Bush Airport is apparently a real hotspot for the delays, due to a high number of TSA callouts. ABC 13 Houston has the local angle on that.
Lovely. Okay, I'm officially stressed about flying now. Let's move on before I start hyperventilating.
Alright, switching gears. Remember all those classified documents Trump was allegedly hoarding? Well, according to a memo, he apparently showed a classified map to passengers on his plane back in 2022.
Wait, seriously? Like, casually whipping out a top-secret map on a private flight? That sounds like something out of a movie.
I know, right? The Washington Post has the details. And NBC News is saying that a memo on Trump's handling of classified documents is damning. So, it's not looking great for him on that front.
You think he was giving a geography lesson? Okay, folks, today we're learning about national security secrets.
Haha, maybe. Or maybe he was just showing off. Either way, not a good look when you're under investigation for mishandling classified information.
Definitely not. What else is brewing?
Iran is reportedly building up defenses on Karg Island, supposedly to protect against a potential US ground attack.
Karg Island? Why that specific spot?
It's a strategically important location for their oil exports. CNN is reporting it. And NBC News is speculating on why Trump might be eyeing it, and why that's risky.
So, basically, Iran is prepping for a potential showdown? That's concerning.
That's the vibe. The Hill is even reporting that Iran is threatening to close a key Red Sea strait if the US launches a ground operation. Things could escalate quickly.
Yikes. Okay, on that cheery note, what's the last story?
Last but not least, another appeals court has backed the Trump administration's mass detention policy regarding immigration. Politico has the report.
So, basically, they can detain immigrants without bond? How long can they hold them?
That's the issue. CBS News is reporting that the appeals court is letting the Trump administration hold many immigration detainees without bond, indefinitely. Fox News is calling it a massive court victory for Trump.
Wow, that's a lot. All right, I think I need a moment to process all of that.
Yeah, it's a heavy news day. Well, that's a wrap for today's top stories. Be sure to check back tomorrow for another update.